The warden was a great favorite with Grandpa and Grandma. Mm.
Did they have any other grandchildren?
Oh, yes. They have a lot of them. They're all in this breed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he had a, Warren had a nice life out in Bernadette. And he was very fond of the Moore boys.
Yes.
They lived in that big house. I wonder who lives there now.
A family named Riley lives there.
Oh, is that the man that owns Lake City? Or,
yes, I believe he developed that.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge house, isn't it?
It's gigantic. Did you ever go into it?
No, we didn't. I better not say anything. No, Mrs. Moore is a very nice woman. I say that.
Mm. And you mentioned the Woplingtons who had the house behind.
Behind.
What was their house like?
Well, I think it must have been one of the worst houses in Burnaby.
Well, I believe that that house was built by Claude Hill back in 1894 or 95.
It might have been, down for all I... Yeah. It was a very old house and very... It just made me think of... It just made me think of a great big house on the prairie. Great big rooms and a bear looking, you know. Oh, it was just a house. You know what they built in that era. Mm-hmm.
Did it face the stream? Or did it face away from the stream? Do you recall?
It faced the Deer Lake. Or is that Deer Lake? Yeah, Deer Lake Avenue. You still call that Deer Lake
yes,
Avenue?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were there barns with that house?
No, not with them. And they were right... Well, they were the closest neighbors, just round over the fence. You see, Mrs. Walkington and her mother were quite friendly there. And they had a nice family, children, you know, went to school and that. So that was...
Did your father own that property, or did they own it themselves?
They owned it. We just owned up to where the fence is. I guess you still have the fence.
No,
or maybe
been,
the...
That's been taken down.
Municipality has bought that property.
Yes, they have.
Oh, well, no. No, we didn't. Have you been in touch with any of the Hills?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, because they're old-timers. We're not old-timers, you see, really, Burnaby, you know.
No, we have been in touch with several people in the Hill family.
Yes.
And they've given us information about the older days back in the 1890s.
Yes, they would, because they're old-timers. They were just, we heard about Hills when we went out there. They were just about, well, very prominent people, really. And, of course, they had really pioneered out there, I think.
Yes, well, Claude Hill had cleared the land.
Yes, I don't know any of them. I didn't know any of them. I never got acquainted with the people in Burnaby because I went into work, you see. And there wasn't any... Well, I met one or two on the tram that I got friendly with, really lifelong friends, but there was no community life, I don't think. But it seemed I wasn't interested, you know. I was coming into town. I was a city girl. And I come from the Kitsilano out there, and I wanted to get back in here and whirl around, you know. You know.
Could we talk a little bit more about your family, your mother and your father, and yourself, and your brothers and sisters? Could you tell us about your father, to start off with? Where was he born?
In Sandbach, England, and his home there was named Elworth. And he came out into Canada when he was 21, and he said the railway was built to Brandon, I think. That's as far as we got. That's how, you know, undeveloped the country was. They just, I think it was Brandon, he said.
And he took it to the end of the line.
And then it gradually got out this far, you see. So I don't know what year that would be.
I'm not sure, probably the 1880s.
It would be the 1880s, yes, it would be. But I wouldn't know the exact date. But he was, I think it was as far as Brandon. Mm-hmm.
And did he move to Manitoba when he first came to Canada?
Yes, he came out on the train, and he got off a station called High Bluff, which is next to Portage la Prairie. Toward Winnipeg, that would be east. And somebody asked him, did he want work? And he said, yeah. They were looking for hired men, as they call them. And he said, yes, he was he had 25 cents or something in his pocket. And so he went to work for this family, and it was a nice family, and he was there. He learned anything he knew about farming there. Well, he wasn't a farmer, really, but he worked, and he learned quite a bit. Then he got a homestead and farmed that, and then he and the mother were married. Whatever that was. And went out on the homestead, and he was farming. And he could tell you lots of stories about those early days, getting, you know, the horses and getting their logs and getting lost in the blizzards. He could tell you lots that were most interesting. And then they, where did they go from that? And he went to Hartney, Manitoba. And he was wholesaler, in some wholesale firm there. So you're a kid, you don't take it in. I think it was lumber, but I'm not quite sure. And then they came to Portage la Prairie, and there I was born.
What year was that?
94.
1894.
94, 96. But that's close enough. And he was in the courthouse in Portage. He was with the registrar there. Then moved to Winnipeg. He had an offer of the government changed. I remember him telling my mother, the government's changed, so he would be out of work. You know, I didn't need a thing, but I remember him saying that. So he was out of work for a little while. And in the meantime, a friend that he had known in Portage la Prairie was in the railway company in Winnipeg, CBR. So it was a right-of-way department, just registering titles and, you know, sounding titles and things like that. So inquiring right away and everything. So he and this gentleman in Winnipeg had worked in the courthouse in Portage. So he asked Dad, said he'd be the man to go into his office to help him, be his assistant, whatever, help him. And he was just the right man because they were doing that type of work. So then he was transferred up here to the head of the right-of-way department in 1910. And then he stayed there till he retired. And what's your feeling? Well, he was not terrible. I can't think of the year. I'm no good on dates.
But it was after they built the house in Burnaby.
It was after they built the house, yes. But see, the dates never read, you know, well, that's that. And they just don't, some people are just wonderful at giving track of dates, but the one thing I never was really interested in. But it was after they built the house. So,